When you hear that school bell, you know it is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So go get your Bibles and be turning to Acts chapter 4. And we'll begin there in just a moment. We are currently at this time in the Warren County Radio Bible School studying about Peter and events in his life and the lessons we can learn along the way with Peter. And we've come to Acts chapter 4, where Peter had been preaching in the temple. In fact, he had been preaching that Jesus had risen from the dead, and this angered the Sadducees. And so they brought Peter and John and several of them together on trial, and they did not want them to speak in Jesus' name, and particularly they did not want him preaching about the resurrection. We read in Acts chapter 4, and in verse 7, that when they had set them in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or in what name have ye done this?" And I am going to read Peter's answer to you and show you what a bold and courageous answer that Peter gave. Now, we'll do that in just a moment. So be turning in your Bibles to Acts chapter 4. And while you're doing so, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m. And then we come together again on Sunday evening for worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. For some time now, we have also been broadcasting all of our services over a low-power FM radio. And if you come into the parking lot, you can tune to 100.3 FM radio 100.3 and listen to the services that are going on inside the building. And some are doing this because they are concerned about their safety in regard to this virus that is about, and they'll listen from inside. And we plan to keep doing this for some time, even after the virus has subsided. And so if you don't want to come into the building itself, which we really wish you would do, but if you would rather just listen to the services from your radio in the comfort of your car, then you may do that as well. I am Bill Boyd. I am the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as I said, as we introduced this class session today, we're studying things from the life of Peter, one of the great men of the Bible and one of the great men of the Old Testament. And so we see that when the Sadducees and the kindred of the high priest and such had gathered themselves together to question the apostles, we read in Acts chapter 4 and verse 7, "When they had set them in the midst, they inquired, 'By what power or in what name have you done this?' Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, 'Ye rulers of Israel and elders, if we this day are examined concerning a good deed done to an impotent man, by what means this man is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even in him doth this man stand before you whole.'" I want you to look at that answer. What a bold answer that was. He began saying, "It is in the name." Now we're talking about authority. What authority do you do this? They had healed a lame man at the beautiful gate, and this healing was obviously miraculous. And when he was healed, he didn't just grab a walker or a cane and begin stumbling around or have to go through weeks of therapy. He was leaping and rejoicing and praising God. And Peter then preached to the people in the temple about Jesus being risen from the dead. And the Sadducees, who did not believe in the resurrection, did not want him preaching this. And so when they say, by what name are you, have you done what you're doing here? He's saying, by what authority? And Peter answered, in the name of Jesus. Now that itself is pretty bold, because they did not like Jesus. And they did not think Jesus had that authority. And so how they could do that in the authority of Jesus. But I want you to notice, that's just the first thing he said. He identified Jesus as the Messiah in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, the word Christ is the Greek term for the old Hebrew term Messiah. And it had been prophesied in the Old Testament that a Messiah would come. He would be the king. Why, when they crucified Jesus, they accused him of claiming to be the king. They did not believe Jesus was the Messiah. They even hung a sign over his cross saying, "This is the King of the Jews." But Peter was bold. He not only identified Jesus, he proclaimed him to be the very Messiah that they had rejected. And so he said, in the name of Jesus, one, Christ, two, but then he continued, of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Well, you've got to remember, Nazareth was just a lowly, despised village up in Galilee. And all these Jews in Judea, they looked a little bit down on Galilee, and particularly on Nazareth. It was a saying, was there any good thing could come out of Nazareth? And how could such a lowly village produce so great a prophet that would come to Jerusalem and then be proclaimed as an authority in Jerusalem coming from Nazareth? And so that's three. In the name of Jesus, one, Christ, two, of Nazareth, three, and then this, whom ye crucified. Now they had taken Jesus and had presented him to the Romans and had asked the Romans to put him to death. That was Pilate, and it was actually the Romans that did the horrible deed. But they did that at the persuasion of those Jews who had been there and had hollered, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" they yelled out. And Pilate gave in to them, and they could not escape that they were guilty of his blood, because they had had the Romans to do this. No, they were accused now before them by these very men whom they had put on trial. Peter has turned the tables on them, and they're the one that had committed the crime and should have been on trial. And so he says he did this in the name of Jesus. One, Christ. Two, of Nazareth. Three, whom ye crucified. Four, and then he said this, whom God raised from the dead. And that was the very reason these men were on trial at this time. They had been preaching the resurrection of the dead. And the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. And so the very point of contention between them is the very point of authority from which Peter spake. And so you have five things that Peter had answered him. He had raised this man from the dead and was preaching in the name of, one, Jesus, two, the Christ, three, of Nazareth, four, whom you crucified, and five, whom God raised from the dead. You know, the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. And it is as though Peter drew that sword and pricked them with the point and then ran them through with the blade right up to the haft. There was a challenge now placed before these men. What would they do with Peter and the apostles? They were very bold in their proclamations, and they give them no out here. They're going to have to deal with this one way or another. And I would suppose it must have stunned these men who thought they were the authorities to hear this lowly fisherman of Galilee stand and speak before them so boldly. And so Acts chapter 4, I begin again in verse 10, and we'll keep reading. Be it known unto you all, and all the people of Israel, that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even in him doth this man stand before you whole. He is the stone which was set up naught of you builders, which was made the head of the corner. And in none other name is there salvation, for neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men, whereby we must be saved. You know, that answer that Peter gave still echoes down through time and history, and still it is a bold answer which causes people to stop and think. There are those who say, well, one religion is just as good as another. One way is just as good as another. But Jesus said there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved but this name of Jesus. When you go to erect a building, you would go around and find the choice stone, and that would become the cornerstone. It was the standard. It was the authority once that was placed. All other stones in the building are to be set in regard to the cornerstone, which would not change. And Peter had accused them of rejecting the very stone that God chose to be the cornerstone. It was not the responsibility of the cornerstone to conform to the other stones of the building, but for all other stones to conform to that stone. Well, in Acts chapter 4 and verse 13, it says, now when they beheld the boldness of Peter and John, that word boldness, as it is used in the New Testament, you could substitute that word for courage. They weren't being brash. They weren't being ugly. They weren't using bad language or being snarky, as one of the words that's commonly used today. They were being courageous in what they said. And so it says, when they beheld the boldness of Peter and John, and had perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and took knowledge of him that they had been with Jesus. I want you to notice when it says they were unlearned and ignorant. That did not mean that these men were simpletons. They knew better than that. But they had not been to the schools of the Sadducees and the schools of the scribes and the schools of the chief priests that were at Jerusalem. They had simply attended their synagogues up in Galilee. And that's where they had learned their knowledge, except for the fact that they had also been with Jesus, and Jesus had taught them. They were only unlearned and ignorant according to their standards, but they knew things that these men who thought themselves to be learned and wise did not know. And so it says, seeing the man that was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. And indeed, they could not. The evidence is standing right there with them, that they could do these miracles, and that they were speaking of God. And so it says in Acts 4:15, but when they had commanded them to go outside of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a noble miracle hath been wrought through them is manifest to all that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us threaten them that they may speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and charged them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it is right in the sight of God to hearken unto you rather than unto God, judge ye. But we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. We've got to commend the courage of Peter here at this point. And indeed, his courage came from what he knew. They had seen these things. They had heard these things. And they were going to speak these things. and all of the authorities of Jerusalem, among the chief priests and the scribes, and all those that would not stop them from doing so.